अभी अभी मैंने आपको श्रीमद् भगवत गीता के 13 अध्याय के 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 श्लोक करवाए हैं। अब इसी के साथ में आगे श्री स्वामी जी की किताब जो श्री नर्मदा सूत जी ने लिखी है उसका अगला चैप्टर पढ़ने जा रही हूँ। कल का आपको मुझे भाषा है कि कल रामलाल सूद जी ने जो इंट्रोडक्शन दी है वो आप सबको भली भांति समझा गई होगी। और आप ऐसा क्या करो कि जब रिकॉर्डिंग सुनते हैं तो सब स्वामी जी की बुक स्वामी शेखदास जी महाराज एंड लॉ ऑफ मिरेकल अपने सामने रख लिया करो। फिर भी कहीं कुछ त्रुटि आ जाती है समझने में तो आप मुझसे पूछ लेना। अच्छा मैं स्टार्ट करती हूँ। द अपीयरेंस ऑफ स्वामी जी एज ए साहिब, ये ऑथर लिखता है, लेखक लिखते हैं कि मैंने स्वामी जी को कैसा देखा। आई वॉज फाउंड ऑफ मीटिंग सेंट्स एंड सेविंग्स फ्रॉम माई चाइल्डहुड। कहते हैं लेखक कहता है कि मैं बहुत ही शौकीन था बचपन से किसके लिए, संतों को और साधुओं को मिलने के लिए। माई फादर वॉज ए डीपली रिलीजियस मैन एंड ही यूज्ड टू एंटरटेन सीनियर्स एंड साधुस एट होम। यूज्ड टू बी वेरी लर्न मैन विद ए प्रोफाउंड नॉलेज ऑफ गॉड एंड हिज क्रिएशन। जब हमारे घर में ऐसे साधु आते थे तो मैं सोचता हूँ कुछ कोई कोई साधु तो बहुत ही ज्ञानी होते थे। I used to hear the discourses among my father and visiting saints and by I felt an unquenching thirst for knowing about the origin of the universe and the existence of God there. तो क्या हुआ कि जब मैं अपने पिताजी के साथ बैठता था तो मुझे उन साधु संतों के जो वचन होते थे जो वार्तालाप होता था पिताजी के साथ में उनको सुनता था। और इससे मुझे क्या हुआ कि मेरे अंदर एक ऐसी प्यास आई जो कभी नहीं बुझती थी, ऐसी प्यास जो गर्प हो गई आ गई। इसके लिए ये प्यास कि ये यूनिवर्स क्या है, ये ब्रह्मांड क्या है और ये भगवान क्या है। In this way, I had a natural affinity and respect for the saints. इसी कारण मुझे संतों के प्रति इतना कुदरती प्रेम हो गया और उनके प्रति रिस्पेक्ट भी हो गई। स्वामी जी had come to Kullu somewhere in 1964 and used to stay under the peepal tree in upper Akhada Bazar where Akhanda Dhuna continued. I used to go there in the evening after school hours and have a chit chat with Swamiji on the topics of Indian thought and philosophy. मैं स्वामी जी के पास जाया करता था और भारतीय दर्शनों के बारे में बातचीत करता था। लाइक बट इज आत्मा, आत्मा क्या है, बट इज परमात्मा क्या है, हाउ मैन विल रियलाइज द एग्जिस्टेंस ऑफ गॉड। स्वामी जी हम भगवान की सत्ता को कैसे अनुभव करें, एंड फ्रॉम वेयर दिस आत्मा कम्स, तो ये आत्मा कहाँ से आती है, एंड वेयर इट गोज आफ्टर डेथ, और मृत्यु के बाद ये आत्मा कहाँ जाती है। टाइम पास्ड ऑन एंड वी कंटिन्यूड अवर इवनिंग सिटिंग ऑफ एंड ऑन। In 1966, I was appointed as a lecturer in Government High Secondary School, Kullu, and I used to come back to my home at Akhada Bazar on foot after the school hours, 2 p.m. in the month of May and June. One day I saw Swamiji sitting on the grate on the roadside near Vyasa Mod during the whole summer day at 2 p.m. without any shelter. ये भी एक बात है। मैंने क्या देखा कि स्वामी जी व्यासा मोड़ पर पत्थर की बजरी पर बैठे हुए हैं और ऊपर से इतनी धूप पड़ी है। जून का महीना था, द हॉटेस्ट डेज ऑफ द ईयर, बट स्वामी जी लुक्ड स्माइलिंग इन हैप्पी मूड। लेकिन स्वामी जी बड़ी प्रसन्नता से स्माइल कर रहे थे, मुस्कुरा रहे थे। I said, "Namaskar, Swamiji," and sat beside him. Swamiji started the usual chit chat and we sat for a long time in the hot sun on the gate. I was in the prime of my youth, and did not bother at all for the burning heat of the sun. I was very much enjoying the talk with Swamiji. After some time, Swamiji told me to go home and take rest. He said, Babaji, Baba is doing some sadhana. Why should you bother yourself for me? So Babaji ne kya kiya ki ab aap jao itni der ho gayi. Baba to yahan sadhana kar raha hai. This was our first meeting in the house and sitting on the bare gate, which left an indelible impression on my mind for the whole life. ये घटना मेरे दिमाग में हमेशा के लिए हमेशा हमेशा के लिए बैठ गई. I was amazed to see how could a man be perfectly so happy. मैं बड़ा भारी हैरान था कि एक आदमी इतने ज्यादा perfectly पूर्ण रूप से खुश है प्रसन्न है विदाउट एनी बिलोंगिंग सिटिंग इन द होप सन. बैठने को जगह नहीं है, होप सन है और वो भी नंगी जगह है और सैंड है और गेट है. उस पर बैठ कर एक आदमी खुश कैसे हो सकता है? ये एक बहुत अच्छा प्रश्न है रामलाल जी का. Swami ji, you to sit there in the whole sun every day and you to sit with him daily on my return to home. We used to talk on different matters. Next chapter is shifting to Mahadevi Tirtha. That is to say, what is God, what is Maya, what is Jivatma, the individual soul, and how the Jivatma is distracted by the pursuit of its own wishes and desires, and how it consequently drifts farther and farther from the Atma. And Ramlal ji likhte hain, ये मेरे मन में प्रश्न है, मत्ता था माया, भगवान क्या है, माया क्या है, जीवात्मा क्या है और ये व्यक्तिगत आत्मा क्या है, हाउ जी और ये जीवात्मा जो है ये क्यों अलग से हो जाती है अपनी ही इच्छाओं और कामनाओं के कारण वो अलग सी पड़ जाती है. और यही कारण है कॉन्सिक्वेंटली धीरे धीरे यही कारण है कि वो आलमर्ति भगवान पूर्ण ब्रह्म से अलग पड़ जाती है. इसमें प्रश्न भी है उत्तर भी है. ड्यूरिंग द नेक्स्ट डे स्वामी जी शिफ्टेड टू द प्लेस वेयर महादेवी तीर्थ सिचुएटेड. दिस डे देयर वर मेनी नेचुरल केव्स एट दिस प्लेस एंड इन द ओल्डर डेज आल्सो sadhus used to these caves for meditation. So this place was also called Yogi Nala. Jahan Swamiji ne shift kiya, uska naam Yogi Nala, kyunki wahan bahut se yogi space mein pada kar sadhana karte the. Swamiji used to sit under one small cave. Swamiji ek choti si kutiya mein baithe the. Devotees started going there and served him in their own way, according to their devotion, capacity and capability. जिस वर्ग की जितनी श्रद्धा थी, जितनी capacity थी, जितनी योग्यता थी, उसके अनुसार प्रत्येक भक्त स्वामी जी की सेवा करने के लिए तत्पर रहता था. I also used to go there often home. The relation between myself and Swamiji was simply a friendly one. मेरा Swamiji के साथ संबंध एक मित्र का संबंध था. The time passed in his company at this place is perhaps the happiest moments of my life. बस में मेरे जीवन में सबसे ज्यादा प्रसन्नता का समय था. This process continued for quite some time. Swamiji had very little belongings. He used to lit fire and make tea for his followers. Swamiji आग जलाते थे और आने वाले भक्तों को चाय बनाते थे. And do meditation with Nivaso Lelo. जब वो अकेले होते थे तभी वो समाधि में जाते थे, ध्यान में जाते थे. In one of his deep meditation, Swamiji go that Maya, that Mahamaya, the cosmic mother, Mata Vaishno Devi, desires and ordains that her temple should be made in the adjoining cave. एक दिन Swamiji ने बताया कि मैं समाधि में महामाया वैष्णो देवी ने कहा साथ वाली केयर में मुझे प्रतिष्ठित करो। स्वामी जी टर्न टू हिज डिवोटीज एंड ऑल वर प्रिपेयर्ड टू डू दिस वर्क। द एडजॉइनिंग केयर वाज क्लियर ऑफ द डेब्रिस एंड आफ्टर डूइंग सम मोर अर्थ वर्क ए लॉन्ग केयर वाज फाउंड एंड इट वाज डिसाइडेड टू एस्टेब्लिश द आइडल ऑफ वैष्णो माता इन दिस केयर। A small cottage was also made nearby for Swamiji to stay. Third, the teapot miracle. During these days, the entire land was barren. Barren means ऐसे ही अनुपज खाली पड़ी थी उपजाऊ नहीं. Cowboys came there. वहाँ गोले आते थे for grazing the cattle. जानवरों को चराने के लिए. People from the city came there only off and on. कभी कभी लोग आते थे. I also along with my friends went to go for a walk and meet Swamiji. Some devotees brought a few utensils, a kettle for making tea. Some provinces also. When people came to meet Swamiji, he used to serve them tea along with the saintly love and affection. जब बहुत आते तो वो चाय बना के पिलाते, लेकिन वो चाय में क्या था, लव एंड अफेक्शन था, प्यार था. These were very happy moments indeed. The tea served by Swamiji had a divine taste. One evening in July 1967, I went to Swamiji as usual. We were enjoying our talk, and in the meantime, two more persons came there. Swamiji asked me to prepare a few cups of tea in the small kettle which he was having. I lit the fire stove and put the kettle on it with about four cups of water in it. I searched for sugar, milk and tea, but nothing was found in the cottage. Kuch bhi nahi mila. I asked Swamiji about sugar and tea. Swamiji asked me, has the butter boiled? I replied in negative, no, no. Swamiji smiled and said, then why do you boil? Did you not wait for the butter to boil? You boil in the pani. Will you put the tea and sugar in the cold water? Aap thande mein dal denge? Let it boil and the tea and the sugar will come by that time. So usme tak sab kuch aa jayega. I was very friendly with Swamiji. He always treated me as a friend. So I began to laugh and said, where from shall it fall suddenly? ये कहाँ से गिरेगा? क्योंकि मैं स्वामी को नित्य ही मानता था. स्वामी जी said, just wait and see what happens. जरा इंतजार करो फिर देखो क्या होता है. I could not say now anything more and said only Swami ji again. As soon as the water began to boil, I was amazed to see that a man came with a packet of tea and sugar in his hand. क्या देखा मैंने? कि एक आदमी आया जिसके हाथ में टी, चाय और चीनी का पैकेट था. स्वामी जी स्माइल्ड again bolently and handed over sugar and tea to me for preparing the tea. Swamiji first pade aur lo bola. I prepared about four cups of tea, thinking that we shall do without milk today. Chalo bina doodh se sahi. But at the same time, a street shop owner in the city came with a bottle of milk. Chalo doodh bhi aa gaya. Swamiji asked him, you used to come all alone, but you are coming with a bottle of milk today. Is there some good news? तो स्वामी जी ने उसे पूछा. He replied, Swamiji, today I had some inner inspiration. कि गुड न्यूज क्या है कि मेरे अंदर एक भावना पैदा हुई. That I should go to with some milk, so I brought this bottle of milk. Swamiji again smiled and handed over the milk to me, saying, now serve that tea. बोला अच्छा अब बनाओ चाय. I put some milk in the pot and the tea was ready. I filled up four cups and gave one to everybody. After some time, two more persons came and Swamiji asked me to serve tea to them also. जब मुझे कहा तो मैंने कहा कि आई विस्पर टू सुन, जब विस्पर कानों में आस्ते से कहा, महाराज जी देर इज वेरी लिटिल टी लेफ्ट शेल टू पेयर ने. स्वामी से डोंट वरी, देर शुड बी एनफ टी इन द केटल फॉर दीज टू पर्सन, सर्व देम जस्ट अ लिटिल टी. Then I took up the kettle and poured the tea in the two cups. I was glad to see that both the cups were filled and the little tea was still left in the kettle. I gave them the tea and put the kettle in the corner thinking that his work was now over. फिर मैंने पहले भी कैटली एक टाइप रख दिया, सोचा मेरा काम खत्म हो गया. Now we again started talking. In the meantime, two more persons came. Swamiji asked me to give them also some tea. I again whispered to Swamiji that the tea was almost finished. Swamiji again smiled mysteriously and said, "Arey, just bring the kettle and try, and you will certainly find the tea in it." I took up the kettle unbelievingly and started to fill up the cups, and to my amazement and wonder, the tea again started coming out of the kettle and both the cups were filled. फिर से चाय आई थी केटल में और दोनों कप भर गया. I served both cups to the guests. To my mind, it was a miracle. Then the guest left the place. I asked Swamiji, "Maharaj, ये क्या लीला है?" That is to say, Swamiji, what was the miracle? Swamiji told me that this was the grace of Ma Annapurna Bhagavati. जब मैंने पूछा ये क्या लीला है, क्या मिरेकल है, जादू है, तो कहा नहीं है तो अन्नपूर्णा की कृपा है. अन्नपूर्णा वाज सो काइंड अपॉन स्वामी जी दैट शी लुक्ड आफ्टर द नीड्स बाय सेंडिंग व्हाटएवर ही रिक्वायर्ड. अन्नपूर्णा माता इतनी मेहरबान थी कि स्वामी जी जो चाहते वो माँ पहुँचा देती थी. दिस प्रोसेस कंटिन्यूड. Devotees used to visit him. He offered them tea affectionately, side by side, but for Vaishno Devi cares and a couple of other cares also continued. Swamiji never disclosed his identity, no name or any whereabouts. It was assumed that he belonged to Karnataka because he used to read Kannada books, but at the same time he used to study Sanskrit and English books also. In 1968 it was proposed by the devotees that a case for the lease of land for the temple should be prepared and got sanctioned. With some guiding lease ke liye apply karna. An application was prepared and I told Swamiji that it was essential to write his name in the application and the lease will be sanctioned in his name only. Mone kaha ki Swamiji aapko apna naam likhna hoga. Swamiji said, "Baba's name shall not be mentioned at anywhere, at any cost, kisi bhi kimmat par, kahin bhi Baba ka naam nahi likhna hai." Requested once again, saying, "Swamiji, if you don't mention your name, the lease can't be sanctioned because there is no registered committee for the proposed temple." Swamiji smiled and said, "Arey, have no name now. मेरे पास कोई नाम नहीं है. आई हैव शेड अवे एवरीथिंग ऑन माई आइडेंटिटी एज सच." मैंने सब कुछ खत्म कर दिया. "आई हैव टेकन द बो टू सर्व एवरीबॉडी, दैट इज टू से आई एम द सेवक ऑफ ह्यूमैनिटी एंड ओबीडिएंट टू द विल ऑफ द ऑलमाइटी." इसलिए मैं केवल ऑलमाइटी ब्रह्म का भगवान की इच्छा को ही पूर्ण करता हूँ, उन्हीं का मैं आज्ञाकारी हूँ, इसलिए मेरा नाम सेवक दास है. "I have no hesitation to say that I am even servant of servants, Dasanu Dasu. So if at all my name has to be mentioned, write my name as Sevak Das, which means the servant of servants." And finally an application was forwarded in the name of Swami Sevak Das Ji. This was how he came to assume the name of Sevak Das. His actual name and place of birth is still unknown. Later on, the then revenue minister advised not to take any leave in any bodies. Personal name, because disputes of succession crop up later on and the matter becomes complex. He advised us to continue the expensive work of the temple on the government land. And in the due course of time, the temple will become a national heritage. तो ये तो नेशन की हेरिटेज बन जाएगा ऑटोमेटिकली एंड नो बॉडी विल हैव एनी ऑब्जेक्शन और किसी को कोई ऑब्जेक्शन नहीं होगा. उसी बात स्वामी जी ने कह दिया था. द सोल पर्पज ऑफ स्वामी जी इन डेवलपिंग द टेम्पल वाज अ सर्विस ऑफ ह्यूमैनिटी. मतलब वो कब तक मानवता की सेवा के लिए उन्होंने बनाया था. स्वामी जी यूज टू से आई नाइदर क्रे फॉर द किंगडम nor for heaven, nor for wealth and riches. क्या कहते थे? मुझे ना तो राज्य की चाह है, ना स्वर्ग की चाह है, ना धन की है, ना अमीरी की है. The only thing crave for is the complete and annihilation of the woes and the sufferings of the humanity. असली बात तो मेरे अंदर जो एक चाह है वो है दुखी मानवता की सेवा करने की. द सर्विस ऑफ ह्यूमैनिटी एंड द एलिवेशन ऑफ देयर सफरिंग्स वाज द फॉरमोस्ट आइडियल ऑफ स्वामी जी. जनता की सेवा तथा दुखियों का दुख दूर करना ही स्वामी जी का मुख्य कर्तव्य था. Whosoever came to him was served with purity of heart and almost love and care by Swamiji, and whosoever met him was deeply impressed by his love for humanity and his benevolent and magnificent nature. अभी अगला चैप्टर में पढ़ देती हूँ. द भंडारा. I used to go for a walk almost daily up to Swamiji's cave and stay with him for some time. He also came to our home often. Shri Ramal Sun likhte hain ki main to jaya karta tha lekin wo bhi hamare ghar mein kabhi kabhi aate the. Somewhere in the middle of June 1969, Swamiji said to me one day, Ramlal, shall we do it? I shall be going, Bhandara, tomorrow. Will you come? Bhandara means giving of free meals to everybody, whosoever comes there. I replied, I shall certainly come, if you so please. Swamiji told me to bring a few friends also to work in the Bhandara. It was Sunday. I along with my friends went to Swamiji at 8 a.m. in the morning. On seeing me, Swamiji smiled as usual and said, so you have come for Bhandara. What have you brought? Did you understand? You have came bare handed. I was just a young man at that time and did not understand the ways of the world. I never knew that I should have brought some provision and ration for Bhandara. I said to Swamiji laughing, Maharaj ji, you never told me to bring anything, so I have come all alone, bare-handed. Now tell me what to do. Swamiji began to laugh and said, don't worry, everything will be okay by the grace of God. See, what the Almighty does, go to my cottage and bring the utensils and reach them on the riverside. I shall be sitting there. I and my friend took the utensils along with some fagots and went to the river bank. There Swamiji was sitting. It was the same place where Vipasha Ghat had been made to know. Swamiji told us to sit down on the ground. We put down the utensils extra and sat down. I was puzzled with the idea as to what kind of bhandara will be done today without any provisions and ration because we had brought empathy utensils and there were no provision in the quarters also. But I don't have to go to the house. Swamiji used to smoke. Oh, Swamiji can tell me, seriously, repeated it, and on off and over the building. He lighted a cigar and gave a cigarette to me also and said, have a little smoke and let us see what the Almighty does. After a smoke, dekho Bhagwan kya karte ho. Let him take care of the Bhandara. He comes to the rescue to the devotees and fulfills their ambition. Bhagwan Shankar and the Sadhguru. I remember Lord Krishna's promise which he gave to Arjuna and all the devotees in Bhagavad Gita. लिखते हैं कि मुझे लॉर्ड भगवान कृष्ण की याद आ गई कि उन्होंने अर्जुन को भगवद गीता में क्या संदेश दिया था. तेषाम इत्याभियुक्तानां योगक्षेमं वहामहम. क्या दिया? मैं हूँ जो मेरे भक्त हैं, जो मेरे पर आश्रित है, उनका योग और क्षेम मैं बहन करता हूँ. He who remembers me constantly, lagatar, I take care of them and provide them everything that they need. Jo chiz wo chahte hain wo main unko deta hoon. Still there was a curiosity in my mind as to what extraordinary thing will happen today. We sat on the ground smoking and chatting. Swamiji asked us to lit the fire between three stones, skin stone, a beach azure, which make an open stove for making meals. We obeyed his words and lit the fire, put the cold dough on it, and also put some butter in it. We again sat down. I was wondering how the Bhandara will start without anything. In the meantime, the businessman from Khada Bajakul, the dear devotees of Swamiji, came down from the bus and brought with him some potatoes, wheat flour and ghee. Swamiji laughed and said, you have brought all these things today? What is the matter? You used to come usually with some fruit and sweet sister, I sure it's not going to be. The businessman said, Babaji, I got some inner inspiration. As if you are calling me, mujhe laga mujhe pukar rahe hain, you want me to bring these articles, and so I brought them. Swamiji didn't say anything, but only smiled and told me to put the potatoes in the cauldron for boiling. My friend J.L. Sood and Gopinder Chaudhary prepared the flour for making chapatis. Swamiji asked me to bring some salt and spices from the cottage and prepare the potato vegetable. In the meantime, some other devotees of Swamiji also reached here and asked, what is the program? We told them that Swamiji is doing Bhandara today. They also joined him. The dust and potatoes, vegetables and puris were prepared. Bhandara was ready, but there was a problem. Whom to offer these meals? In those days, this area was a scene of wilderness. This place was known as Jogi Nala, a place for the yogis to meditate, and no one used to come there except a few cow boys and cow herds. So when the meals were ready, there was none on the road to whom we could offer it. I was musing with the idea as who will be that fortunate person who will come on the scene first of all and shall be offered Mandavas by Swamiji. I told Swamiji, Maharaji, Bhandara is ready, so and whom should be offered? Swamiji laughed as usual and said, why do you worry? Sit down, have a cigarette. Let anybody come on the road as our first atithi and then offer him the meals. So we again sat laughing and talking. In the meantime, we passed by came on the road. Somebody said, "Hey, the first man has come as our teaching. Offer him the food." We requested him to come and offer him the food. And he ate to his heart's content. He brightened up, smiled. Something of the same style as it comes on the face of victorious general could be seen on the face of Swamiji, as it was actually the inauguration of the mandala that would continue to the temple. He is in existence. But somebody, you know, he first fell a mandala tha. और इसी से ये भंडारा मंदिर में हमेशा के लिए एग्जिस्टेंस में आ गया। Then started the Bhandara proper. Whosoever passed by that road was requested and offered the meals. In the meantime, the news spread on the city that Swamiji has started Bhandara in the Joginara near Vashi. Scores of ladies and gents started coming to the place of Bhandara along with the ration and provision. The utensils we were having with us were not sufficient, so bigger utensils were brought from the city and full preparations in the mandala were started on a larger scale. Buses and vehicles coming from Manali and Kullu were stopped and passengers were requested to take prasada in the mandala. Workers in the mandala also began to increase and ultimately the mandala started like a dock in the ocean, began to surge gradually as the time passed. By the afternoon at 3 p.m, long lines were seen taking meals on the riverbank and school of workers were preparing and serving the meals. People were so glad to participate in the bhandara. Swamiji sat on a higher place, bare flat, post situated these days, and kept on smiling on the progress of bhandara. People bent to him and touched his feet with almost regard and respect. I was amazed and wonder-struck with the grand success of bhandara. Bas. आज मैं इन शब्दों के साथ अपनी वाणी को विराम देती हूँ। कल हम फिर से इसी एपिसोड को, इसी रेफरेंस को आगे ले जाएंगे। जय माता दी, गीता माँ।